Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
On KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
We have gotten a lot of rain and snow with this storm, and those impressive totals are expected to rise even more today.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Several areas of our mountains have already logged a foot or more of snow. Alta has clocked over 2 feet and counting. Here in the valleys, KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says most areas got anywhere from an inch to over 2 inches of water. We still have more coming today. Matt says in the valleys, we could see another.
Generally speaking, about a tenth to a quarter of an inch of water from about Salt Lake City south into Utah Valley. Mountaintops could pick up maybe another 5 to 10 inches of snow.
While we could see some pop-up storms later on today, we are going to start to see this storm break up. By this weekend, we could finally be back in the 70s. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
UDOT has plans to start clearing Guardsman Pass this morning, and Mother Nature definitely adding to the snow totals there. UDOT says it takes 200 workers to clear all that deep, dense snow from the pass. At this point, they say it's too early to set an opening date, however, for the road.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox has signed a letter along with other governors around the country speaking out against a Pentagon proposal to take members of the National Guard and add them to the Space Force.
Governor Spencer Cox says this Pentagon proposal would undermine a century of U.S. governors' authority as commanders-in-chief. Right now, governors have the final say about what happens with their state's guard forces. On the other hand, Air Force General Secretary Frank Kendall said the effect on states would be negligible. There are actually no Utah-based space units of the National Guard, but some National Guard units are lining up with Governor Cox. One Colorado Brigadier General tells Defense One News that this is an existential threat to the Guard, and other leaders say they're not looking forward to dealing with a completely unfamiliar branch of the military. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Now KSL's top national stories this hour. More universities are either canceling or adjusting graduation plans because of war protests on their campuses. Details now from ABC's M. Nguyen.
Students at the Rhode Island School of Design took over an administrative building last night, barricading entrances with tables and chairs as crowds gathered outside the building. At MIT, pro-Palestinian protesters broke through the barricades to retake an encampment.
Columbia University has now canceled their main commencement ceremony, but will still hold smaller-scale celebrations.
An American soldier is being detained in Russia.
U.S. officials say they're still trying to get to the bottom of why exactly Staff Sergeant Black would go to Russia in the first place. ABC reached Black's mother at her home, and she said that he had met a Russian woman named Sasha who was working as a bartender near his base. Now, according to Black's mother, they were dating. They had a very volatile relationship. She says that Sasha, the woman, the girlfriend, was deported to Russia a few months ago and that her son, Gordon Black, wanted to use his leave to visit her.
ABC's Ann Flaherty says Russian officials say they detained the soldier on charges of stealing.
Senator Bernie Sanders is already 82 years old, but he says he isn't done serving in Washington, D.C. Sanders has announced he's running for another 6-year term.
Young voters in Utah did not turn out in large numbers in the 2022 election. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
While more than a quarter of Utah's voting age population is 18 to 29 years old, this age group only represented about 12% of Utah's votes in the 2022 midterm election. U.S. Census Bureau data released in April shows that's significantly less than somewhere like the District of Columbia, which has the same percentage of young voters but had a way higher turnout.
Professors at the Hinckley Institute of Politics say one reason for our lower numbers could be the number of people ages 18 to 21 serving religious missions.
Andy's here again with your first look traffic.
So many issues. We still have that West Davis corridor crash near 950 North in Kaysville, west side of Farmington. You've got delays on both I-15 and Legacy coming from Farmington into Centerville. I'm seeing slowing on I-15 and 215 North Salt Lake down to I-80, and then northbound slowdown, some in Pleasant Grove, some in Lehigh, some in Draper. Oh, yeah, and it started snowing again in Parley's Canyon, in case we forgot about that. I'm Andy Farnsworth. It is. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.